Kumba Iron Ore's earnings soared 68% over the full year, thanks largely to higher iron ore prices. And the miners' shareholders are reaping the benefits, with 92% of headline earnings being returned to investors in dividends. Now, that's a hefty return amidst fears around the coronavirus and its potential impact on demand. And so iron ore prices moving forward as well. Company CEO Themba Mkhwanazi joins us to chat beyond the numbers. Themba, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So you've reported a solid full-year operational performance, but let's for a minute put into the spotlight the kind of market you're catering to right now. What kind of shifts or patterns are you noting when it comes to demand, especially with the coronavirus outbreak propping up some risk, where there was a point where people were talking about China being the only gig in town as far as demand for higher-grade iron ore is concerned?
Yeah, the developments with the coronavirus are obviously of concern. What we saw initially, obviously, was a curtailment of steel production, initially down 15%. That is obviously deepened down to about 30% levels. But the mills are still running, albeit at lower levels. That has coincided with obviously some supply restrictions, particularly in Brazil, with the significant wet weather that's being experienced, but also the weather conditions on the Pilbara coast, with the three cyclones having been experienced the year to date. So that's sort of providing, you know, some support in terms of the supply demand equation.
Of course, that supply-demand dynamic is key, Themba, where you've had the iron ore prices over the period offering bulk off the support to your headline earnings rising 68%. Do you see that price momentum being sustained given all that you've highlighted right now?
So, I mean, our view is that, and again, taking into cognizance a quick recovery, you know, of the impact of the coronavirus would be an iron ore price of between, you know, $80 and $85 per ton. And that's predicated on some supply, some more supply coming onto the market, about 60 million tons. You know, balanced with around about a 40 million ton of demand, largely driven by still production in China. Clearly, the look forward in terms of 2020 is obviously very different from what we experienced in 2019, yeah. Because in 2019 it was largely, you know, a still demand for both pig iron and crude in the region of about 5 to 7%, which was at levels that we have never seen before. And I mean, for 6 months of the year, you know, it was around an annualized 1 billion ton run rate. And of course, that coincided with the challenges of the supply disruptions, with the Brumadinho incident in Brazil, and also the cyclones in the Pilbara.
Themba, you talk about supply disruptions keeping prices propped up, but what that environment does is offer nice incentive for newcomers to enter the fray and investors to invest in existing capacity as well, bringing additional supply online. The worry is that you aren't investing enough with the kind of generous dividends you've been paying, and concerns have been raised that investing in your local capacity is just not on the agenda to the extent that it should be for Kumba Iron Ore. Are those concerns warranted?
I don't think they are. I mean, as a business, and I guess as a sector as well, the focus is now very much around value over volume, and ensuring that we preserve the quality earnings that the operating environment presents us with. So for us, we are still investing in our business, but we're investing with a focus of making our business resilient. So that means we're investing in terms of improving productivities, you know, up to benchmark and beyond through our P101 program. We're also investing as well in terms of ensuring that we are able to improve the product quality offerings of our resource such that we can attract and realize higher premiums. Just like, you know, as Kumba, we have, where we realized, you know, an $18 per ton uplift from the reference price premium. And we're also thinking about not just now, but for the medium to long term in terms of life of mine. And again, we're investing in addition to optimization, we're investing in technology, mm-hmm. and we're also investing in exploration because we certainly want to make sure that we have a resilient business that is profitable throughout the cycle.
That optimization that you allude to there is part of your hedging strategy against any downturn that could potentially come to the fore as far as prices are concerned. Where are things at as far as your margin enhancement strategy is concerned?
Well, we had a bit of a challenge in 2019 because of the operational issues. So when you look, for example, on the side of productivity improvements, we improved by 3 percentage points to about 68% of benchmark. And that was largely because of maintenance issues in terms of the mine and also in the processing plant. And that also, unfortunately, had an impact in terms of our costs. We had to spend more on maintenance, and we also drew down more in terms of our work in progress stockpiles. But again, I mean, we just see that as a blip in terms of the improvement trajectory. I mean, if you go back a couple of years, we've been on a dramatic improvement trajectory. And again, we're still confident that in terms of our ambitions, in terms of our margin enhancement strategy, we are going to deliver on our ambitions by 2022.
How hard are the cost structure challenges any South African miner faces right now, you know, whether it be from electricity tariff increases, long-haul distances translating into higher transport costs hitting you right now?
It is very difficult because they tend to be higher than inflation, and that's what we call the headwinds. Obviously, you know, in 2019, we saved about 920 million rand in terms of cost savings, you know, bringing our cost savings to date to about 1.9 billion. We have a target of 2.6 billion, so we are moving quite rapidly in terms of meeting that target. It is very clear, though, to us that we now need to do more because it's not enough, given these headwinds that you have alluded to, which obviously relates to the higher than inflationary cost impact, which obviously is a consequence of operating in the South African environment.
Themba, for now, you are on the right side of the margin curve. Just very quickly, what's your break-even price?
So we delivered a break-even price of about $45 per ton.
Okay, let's leave it there. Themba, thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, Themba Mkhwanazi.